we will begin the worship of God this morning, this Easter morning, Good Friday, by reading together our first hymn, 689. Hymn 689. On the wings of faith uprising, Jesus crucified I see, while his love, my soul surprising, cries, I suffered all for thee. Then beneath the cross adoring, sin does like itself appear, when, the wounds of Christ exploring, I can read my pardon there. Here I'd feast my soul forever, while this balm of life I prove. Every wound appears a river, flowing with eternal love. Who can think without admiring? Who can hear and nothing feel? See the Lord of life expiring, yet retain a heart of steel. Angels here may gaze and wonder what the God of love could mean when he tore the heart asunder, never once defiled with sin. Let us read from the Holy Word of God, the Gospel according to John, chapter 19. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19. Then Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title, and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes, with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word, and may he now help us in prayer. Let us pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we come before thee this morning hour, praying thy gracious help to us, Lord, as we seek a spirit of true worship and praise of thy holy name. We meet this Good Friday morning. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt draw us by faith to those things that were done by the dear Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. Lord, we do pray that in our meditations, our considerations, that our thoughts might be sweetly lifted above the unusual means of our meeting together for worship today. Lord, that thou would overcome any hindrances, any unusual circumstances, and that, Lord, that we might be united in one heart and one mind in our desire to worship thy great and holy name. May that united desire be, so we would see Jesus. Lord, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We have sinned and grieved thee. Lord, thy judgments are abroad upon our nation. Lord, upon the inhabitants of the earth. And they are upon the church here below. And Lord, in this time of judgment, thou hast shut the doors of the house of God, and the public worship together in body has ceased. And thou hast closed, dear Lord, thy table from thy people to gather round for this season. Oh, may we, as churches, as individuals, lay these things to heart. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou show us our sin, for they are many. And those things, Lord, that we have grieved thee, and we have grieved thy spirit. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt not take away this form of worship that we have. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wilt spare this, these live broadcasts. We pray that thou wilt spare them to us until once more it might please thee to reinstate our public worship. Oh Lord, we do pray then, grant a spirit of confession of sin. Bring us to true repentance before thee. Oh Lord, we do pray that the things that we consider this Easter weekend, the putting away of sin, oh may the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, which cleanseth us from all sin and all unrighteousness, may that be, Lord, sweetly applied to our souls. Oh, may there be, Lord, the bringing out of guilt and condemnation, a setting free of thy prisoners. Lord, that thou wilt speak the word only and command a blessing, even life forevermore. Oh, do command deliverances for Jacob. Oh, Lord, do speak the word and lift this virus from us. Oh, and Lord, do speak the word and awaken many sinners, Lord, to view thee as Lord and Lord of all, and to know thee as their saviour and their friend. But, O Lord, we pray that they may know themselves as sinners. Convict them of their sins and then lead to Jesus' blood. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that this curse that is upon us might prove to be a blessing for many. It might be that looking back to this time and a sweetness in it, that thou wilt make many beds in this affliction, that thou wilt visit many who are sick and afflicted, and visit them with thy salvation. Lord, thou art not bound by walls. Thou art able to go to each hospital bed. Lord, there is no hindrance, no obstacle for thee. Thou art able to overcome and to break through and to convict the hardest of hearts. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would have mercy upon us. Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Oh, may the light and liberty of the gospel of Jesus Christ flow into many sinners' hearts. And Lord, we pray even this morning, as we gather round thy word, as by faith we venture to the cross and to Calvary, oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou would bring these things by faith to be a reality to us each. Oh, may it not be the preaching of the cross of Christ to be foolishness to us. May it not be a stumbling block to us, but may it be the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh Lord, do remember us each for good. Oh Lord, do draw us to thyself. May we have an hour gathered around thy word, sweetly lifted above the inferior things. Oh Lord, in this day of distress and uncertainty and trouble, may we be brought to look for those things that are eternal, those things that are unchanging. Oh Lord, we pray, bring us to that one true foundation, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, so that whatever our lot is here below, we might have that foundation, that firm ground whereby we may stand, that we might know that all is well while life endure, and well when called to die. For the old must die, the young may die. And Lord, if we're spared this virus, we are only here for the shortness of our lives. We know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. But one thing is certain, that each one of us must stand before thee. Oh, may then we be brought, while it is today, to the foot of the cross, and there to see mercy streams in streams of blood. May burdened sinners feel those burdens lifted, as Bunyan's pilgrim found his burden rolling away at the foot of the cross, so may we, casting all our care upon him, prove that thou dost care for us. Oh Lord, we do pray then, deliver us from guilt, from condemnation. Oh Lord, subdue the old nature. Lord, do take away our sins. Take away the love of sinning. Oh Lord, do bring us in our times of temptation to look upon him, that we might consider him. Oh, we do pray then, Lord, do cleanse us from all sin and uncleanness. Oh, we think of those words of the Apostle Paul, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Oh, may there be a few this morning who have come to listen with that question, "Who shall deliver me?" Oh, they can't deliver themselves, Lord, thou knowest. And it's not the work of man, but the work of loved ones. The work is thine and thine alone. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Oh, we do pray. Lead us to that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Lord, do draw us through the barriers, the obstacles that Satan would put up, that we, our sinful hearts, would put up. The hindrances, Lord, take away our unbelief. Bless us with true living faith. Oh, may many souls by faith reach out and touch the hem of thy garment. Oh, that some healing virtue might flow. Oh, that we might read our pardon and read our peace and find our peace in the wounds of the dear Saviour of sinners. And so glorify thyself, we pray. Oh, come and make the place of thy feet glorious. As we meet in our various places, separated but we trust united in spirit, Lord, we pray that thy Holy Spirit may visit each heart, visit each home. And Lord, that thou set up that ark within each home, that we might be, our homes might be like that of Obed-Edom. Bless here us and our households also. Oh Lord, we do pray then have mercy upon us. We pray for each, thou knowest, Lord, each need, each case, each heart this morning. Lord, thou knowest those that have waited, longing to know, longing to hear that all is well, longing to know that their sins are forgiven, longing for that peace which passeth all understanding. Oh, we do pray that thou visit each heart. Grant a portion for 7 and also for 8. Oh, leave us not disappointed. Oh, Lord, disappointed, yes, in ourselves. But may there be that looking away. Oh, may we, like those Israelites in the wilderness, look to that brazen serpent, but we look not to the figure, but we look to Christ and him crucified. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. Draw us then, we pray. May we be drawn by the that gracious invitation, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so help us, we pray. Remember those who are burdened with cares and troubles. We pray for children, Lord, with the fears and anxieties they may have. We pray that thou bless them, those in tender years with living faith. Lord, we do pray that thou bring many to prayer and to faith at this time. We do pray, Lord, for parents with the concerns that they have. Lord, we pray for some who have disappointments. We think of some who hoped to be married and yet have had these things cancelled. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with us each and help us to come to terms with this great change which has come upon us at present. And, oh, Lord, we do pray that we might see that great change which must come upon us all. Prepare us each to take that step, Lord, from this time state into eternity. Oh, we do pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. So may we hear this warning. May we not be like the world, Lord, who with empty promises, with no foundation, say we will rebuild, we will be stronger, we will defeat this. Oh, but may our eyes be up unto thee. May our desire and our prayer be, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remember the aged, those, Lord, who are called at risk at this time. Lord, we do pray that thou watch over the Bethesda homes and the residents and staff, and Lord, do lay thy healing hand upon them. And, oh, Lord, as we hope to see the chapels opened again. Lord, when we open those chapels again and the friends take their seats again, oh, may not one person be missing. Lord, do spare us. May we be under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, do have mercy, we pray. So bless us. Forgive all we've asked amiss. Lord, and many things we failed to ask for. But thou knowest our needs. Lord, do supply that which is needful for us. And help us, we pray. And Lord, do abide with us and go before us. We ask the pardon of every sin for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. we will continue by reading together hymn 950. 950. What object's this which meets my eyes without Jerusalem's gate, which fills my mind with such surprise as wonder to create? Who can it be that groans beneath a cross of massy wood, whose soul o'erwhelmed in pains of death and body bathed in blood? Is this the man? Can this be he the prophets have foretold should with transgressors numbered be, and for their crimes be sold? Yes, now I know, 'tis he, 'tis he, 'tis Jesus, God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I had done. O blessed sight, O lovely form, to sinful souls like me, I'd creep beside him as a worm and see him bleed for me. I'd hear his groans and view each wound until with happy John I on his breast a place have found sweetly to lean upon. Will you turn with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 19, and with the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from verses 17 and 18. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. This is hallowed ground. May we, as it were, put off the shoes from off our feet. May it please Almighty God to lead us by faith, go to this place, Golgotha. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, on the past evening had been in the upper room with his disciples. He brought in that beautiful ordinance of the Lord's Supper. He'd graciously, lovingly warned Peter that he would deny him. He had Judas, who had betrayed him. All the beginnings of the final sufferings of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But in these last hours, oh, how these sorrows multiplied. Oh, how his most holy soul was afflicted. Oh, we think of Gethsemane. We think of the great burden which was laid upon the dear Lord Jesus there. A burden which he carried, which he bore, and which he'd carried to the cross. Oh, he came. He made himself of no reputation. He humbled himself. He became obedient even unto death. We read, don't we, in Philippians, Paul writing in chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Oh, that he might save his people from their sins, that he might bring in an everlasting salvation, that he might reconcile his people to God. Oh, that he might make a way of escape, a way of access. Oh, that he might bring together, make nigh by his blood and through his sufferings, bringing together and uniting all the people of God to their God. What a gulf lay between. Oh, what a chasm is opened up through sin. Oh, who can bring the two together? How can a just and holy God, who cannot look upon sin, oh, look upon poor sinners, except it is through the Lord Jesus? And in that spotless life that he had lived a life for them, a perfect life, a sinless life, a life they couldn't live, a life they should have lived according to the law but couldn't, ruined in sin, dead in sin, failing in every part. Oh, their righteousness is as filthy rags. The dreadful state by nature of the church of God. But she is his bride. He has betrothed her. He has taken her into union. He has given this bride to his son, the Lord Jesus. And it is through him and him alone that she will find acceptance. And she will be accepted. The work is finished. But at Gethsemane, oh, the bride of Christ, the church of God, that enormous volume of sin was laid upon him. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Now we read in Mark's gospel, he was sore amazed. The margin reads extremely, extremely terrified, extremely fearful. Oh, what could bring this upon the dear God-man, Jesus Christ? What could it be? Oh, that made his soul exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Oh, what did he see when that burden was placed on him? Oh, what sins, what evils, what wickedness. Sins against a holy God. Sins against his righteous laws. Sins against his love, his blood. Sins against his name and cause. Sins immense as is the sea. Hide me, O Gethsemane. Oh, what a sight. To his most holy soul, to be burdened, to have that sin imputed to him, to be made sin for us who knew no sin. Oh, every sin of the church. Think of my sin, just mine. Oh, what a burden. Oh, how exceeding sorrowful my sin must have made him. The disappointments, oh, the wickedness, the evilness. What a burden. Oh, no, it is no wonder, is it, that great weight laid upon him, pressed and squeezed from him, oh, his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Oh, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Oh, that we might be blessed with a view of that conquering obedience. Though overwhelmed with the sin and the wrath of God against our sin, divine justice drew its sword, a flaming sword, and pierced his heart. Oh, as an eternity of punishment for each child of God was laid upon him, the powers of darkness, as his soul was exceeding sorrowful, as sin, the burden of that sin put upon him, and that separation that sin caused, the mystery of it. Oh, that great sin bearer rose up from the ground and returned to his disciples. Arise, let us be going. Oh, he had defeated that first enemy. Oh, he is that great sin bearer, resolved, determined. The work would be finished. Oh, death and hell and sin and Satan, destroyed, destroyed for his people. Arise, let us be going. It had just begun. He's taken from Gethsemane, bound as a prisoner, betrayed with a kiss, and one of his inner circle. Now he's taken to the palace of the high priest. And there unfolds one's denial of whom was so expressive of his love and his zeal, but found his love and his zeal to be greater than his faith. Oh, what a scene. With oaths and curses, dear Peter denies his Lord and Master. I know not the man. The cock crows. From the palace of Caiaphas to Pilate's judgment hall. And carrying, burdened, carrying that load of sin. And from Pilate to Herod. Oh, there's no rest for the dear suffering Saviour. From here and there, he's hounded. He's mocked. He's degraded. He's buffeted. He's spat on. He's set at naught. Oh, from Herod to Pilate. Oh, their friendship kindled as they join in this dreadful event. Judgment hall. Oh, the scourgings and mockings. We read in one of the Gospels a whole band of soldiers stripped him. Oh, they scourged him. Oh, those leather straps. Oh, those cutting stones and objects fastened in them. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. Oh, there was blood shed in Gethsemane. And now a crown of thorns. And it's pressed and it's driven into his most holy head as they smote him on the head. And they lash his back. And what a fountain is opened. So that the scripture might be fulfilled. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Blow after blow, wound after wound, stripe after stripe, all necessary. Oh, the great sin bearer is being scourged. Humiliation. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. This is God's dear son. This is his delight. Oh, read Proverbs chapter 8. Oh, in there you'll find a beautiful description of wisdom. Wisdom who is the eternal Son of God, the wisdom of God. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In a moment, these things could have been brought to an end. 12 legions of angels were at his command. More than. In a word, he who spoke this world into being could have stopped and halted these things. With a word from his lips, he could have brought to an end these sufferings, delivered himself from their hands. But he was willing. Oh, he was steadfast. He was determined that his people might be set free. He was resolved to finish that work given, that work undertaken, agreed in the covenant of grace. No, he was determined that it should be accomplished. His prayer is recorded in John chapter 17. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. Oh, that prayer in the upper room. I have finished. And so he was determined. Yes, a release could have been given. But the will of God was that one should suffer, that a man should lay down his life for his friends, that there should be a substitute, one in place of others. And only one would measure up, so to speak, and that was a holy, sinless, spotless Lamb of God. All that was signified and typified in the Old Testament of the Passover lamb. Well, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And the Lord Jesus, bathed in blood, a purple robe, and the mocking and the spitting. Oh, the vileness. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, how wast thou used and abused? Oh, what rejection, what suffering. And he was led as a sheep, as a lamb before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. so he openeth not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It was agreeable to his most holy will. And most holy will was that his people should be freed from the curse, and that one, his son, should be made a curse for them. The Lord hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Oh, the Lord Jesus is taken away with him. Away with him goes up the cry. Pilate, shall I release Barabbas? Or shall I release Jesus? Away with him. Away with him. Let his blood be upon us and our children. Not this man, but Barabbas. Release Barabbas. Away with him. Then delivered he him therefore to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Oh, let us therefore go unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Oh, let us view by faith that scene. Oh, the dear sin bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ, is now bearing that cross. We read in Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. And verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Oh, the final act of suffering. The cruel, cruel death of crucifixion. As Isaac bore the wood and carried it to the mount, so the Lord Jesus, bearing his cross, goes to that place. For Isaac, there was a substitute. My son, said Abraham to Isaac, my son, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Or there'll be a lamb of God's providing. Oh, there was no substitute for the Lord Jesus. He is the substitute. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory, sunk in shame, that rebels might adore his name. They strip him of his clothes. They nail his hands and his feet to that cross. And there, exposed, hanging, nails through his hands and his feet, the crown of thorns, the sign over the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Oh, the agonies of the cross. We cannot comprehend it. Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There are a few of us this morning that can answer that question. Why hast thou forsaken me? It's for my sin. It's for the crimes that I have done. No, it is for those things that I have done. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Well, that hymn 763 begins, alas, did my Saviour bleed? Did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Oh, poor sinner this morning, pressed with guilt and condemnation. Oh, may you go by faith to that cross. Oh, may you, like we read in Matthew's Gospel, and sitting down, they watched him there. Gethsemane has a veil drawn over it. Calvary. Oh, that blood shed at Calvary. The suffering Saviour at Calvary. He's lifted up above the earth. Oh, there's access, beloved friends. Poor sinners that may come and there behold yon lovely man. Oh, to hear him groaning. Oh, to see him gasping. Oh, to look to him. To look as those Israelites of old see the Lord of glory dying, see him gasping, hear him crying, see his burdened bosom heave. Look, ye sinners, ye that hung him, look how deep your sins have stung him. Dying sinners, look and live. Oh, God cannot demand the payment twice. Oh, that you and I might be blessed with living faith, to view our needs as sinners. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But in Christ Jesus, the fountain was opened for sin and for uncleanness. And though a scene of horror and anguish and misery and suffering, yet it is a scene of love. It is a scene of victory. Oh, it is love and grief my heart dividing. While upon the Lamb I gaze, love I much, I've much forgiven, I am a miracle of grace. Oh, there is one and only one way of salvation. To the Jews, it was a stumbling block. And to the Greeks, it is foolishness. Oh, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh, there's power in the cross of Christ, beloved friends. Oh, there's power in that cross. Oh, there's wisdom in that cross. Oh, this is determined in the counsels of Jehovah before the world had its being. And here's the fulfillment of it. The promised Messiah. Oh, the Lamb, the spotless Lamb, the Lamb of God. Oh, that Lamb which John saw, John the Baptist saw in that day as he began to preach and the Lord Jesus came. What did he turn to his disciples and say? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And here at Calvary, oh, the place of the skull, Golgotha, oh, there is a death which brings life, a life-giving death. Oh, there's soul-cleansing blood. Oh, there's a sacrifice once for sin forever, which is made. Oh, the putting away of the sin of every child of God is accomplished. And there's peace with God. Oh, there was darkness upon the face of the earth. Between the sixth and the ninth hour. Oh, what a veil is drawn over. Oh, this God-man, suffering, bleeding, dying. Oh, the wondrous things that were accomplished. The putting away of sin. Bringing in an everlasting salvation. The Lord Jesus, having known all things were fulfilled, the life that he took, that same life he laid down. I have power to take it, and I have power to lay it down. So, in that willing act of obedience, oh, as he knew all things were finished. It is finished. And he bows his head. He gives up the ghost. And his holy human soul is parted from that body. And it wings its way in flight to the bosom of the Father. And oh, that dying thief. Well, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He too is brought into the everlasting kingdom of God. Oh, the death of Christ, all sufficient. Sufficient for him. Sufficient for every true believer. Oh, that you and I might see the all-sufficient death of Christ, sufficient to blot out your sin and mine. Though we may feel to be uttermost sinners, yet he is able to save even to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Oh, that body taken down, Those two secret disciples, they now no longer, they can no longer remain hidden, remain outer court worshippers. Dying love has brought them forth. A suffering Saviour dying in their place has brought them forth. And boldness through his death, and strength of faith and courage through his death, and the love of Christ shed abroad in their hearts. Oh, they're moved. And they're moved to beg the body of Jesus. They take it down from that cross. And they wrap it in those linen clothes with the spices and lay it in the tomb. And there it waits. Awaits the resurrection morn. Oh, that triumphant resurrection morn. When it is finished, though it sounded loud and clear, that all may view it, a once crucified, now risen Saviour comes forth. The Father's satisfied. Oh, the anger and wrath of God against every child of God is satisfied. There isn't one sin left chargeable to any child of God. Not one sin. It is finished. Oh, there is nothing left to be done. The victory has been gotten, and the confirmation is sealed. Oh, there is the approval, as it were. God and sinners reconciled. Oh, the Lord Jesus has finished that work. Oh, and it's forever finished. And after a number of days, ascends into glory. Oh, what a triumphant entrance into heaven for the God-man. Oh, and there in that same body, bearing the marks of his sufferings, there he sits at the Father's right hand, making intercession for his people, because he ever liveth to make his intercession for them. He's there as their representative, as they pray in his name, as they ask in his name, as they venture in his name to the throne of grace. Those wounds, those marks, oh, the sacrifice sounds forth in the high courts of heaven. Demands the answers. Oh, what a blessing. You and I to prove that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, that we might be brought to put our trust in him, be brought to the foot of his cross, ourselves undone and ruined in sin. Oh, but seeking that spotless righteousness as our hiding place, seeking that that precious blood might be our Passover plea. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, to find a shelter in his dear side, to find a refuge from the storm, a man shall be a hiding place. Oh, beloved friends, what a hiding place. Oh, is there room for me, you say this morning? Such a sinner as I, is there room in him for me? Can you do without him? Oh, you know this much this morning. Oh, that you're ruined and undone. You must do if you're feeling like this. Oh, then, beloved friends, may God draw you to the cross of his Son. And may you hear the dear Saviour himself say, all this was done for you. All this was done for you. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What an exchange. What a wonderful exchange. To by faith give him your sin, convinced that he's able and willing to deal in love and mercy for you. Lay your sin upon him, as the Israelite laid his sin upon that scapegoat. Oh, surely, surely, our faith can lay hold of Christ when we're brought to view him suffering, bleeding and dying. The Israelite had to look at a goat, beloved friends. Oh, but you and I look back to Calvary. Oh, to lay our sin on that scapegoat. And there it was led into the wilderness by the hand of a very fit man. And it was to see no more. What a type of the taking away of sin forever. I have blotted out as a thick cloud. Oh, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Unto him that loved us. Oh, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. May our hearts be drawn in praise, lost in wonder. Oh, may we be blessed with views of him, bearing his cross. He went forth into a place called the place of a scourge, where they crucified him, and other two with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. May God add his blessing. Amen. And we'll close by reading together hymn 158. Hymn 158, Waiting at the Cross. Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. May I sit forever viewing mercy streams in streams of blood, precious drops my soul bedewing, plead and claim my peace with God. Truly blessed is this station, lo, before his cross to lie, while I see divine compassion floating in his languid eye. Here it is I find my heaven, while upon the Lamb I gaze. Love I much, I've much forgiven, I'm a miracle of grace. Love and grief, my heart dividing, with my tears his feet I'll bathe, constant still in faith abiding, life deriving from his death. May I still enjoy this feeling, in all need to Jesus go. Prove his wounds each day more healing, and himself more deeply know. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.